I'm kind of nervous at the moment. Oh, jeez. I just got off a Discord call with a couple of my friends. They're all hyping me up to do this, and it took me like maybe an hour and a half to finally get off the call because I'm so nervous. Like, why did I even offer to be my fluffer? I don't even know how that would work, to be honest. Alright. Hello? Welcome? This is my, 300 follower AMA. I don't really know how to start off. Kind of. Oh, this is so embarrassing. I kind of want to turn off my fan because it's really loud. But I'm going to be sweating so much. I need to take a shower in the morning. Alright, I guess I'll start. I don't really know where to put my phone. Yes, I use my phone to record. That's... ooh. Because I'm broke. I can't afford any, like, high-tech stuff yet. Or my glasses. Alright, now I can see. Jeez, I am so nervous with this thing. It's... I won't be saying the details, but just know that I am very nervous. And don't worry, I have come prepared, kind of. I laid out a red blanket underneath me. I've had this blanket ever since I was like, 8. Who would have thought I would be using this today? Alright, guess I should get started. Alright, I'm going to do the questions that are commented underneath the post first, and then I'll get to the anonymous ones. Alright. I'm literally so scared. Alright, first couple questions come from... Ancom_bleep. I'm sorry I can't say your name. I don't feel comfortable cursing. Do you follow any philosophy? I guess philosophy would be kind of a fancy term for just my set of ideals. Just love everyone, and if they don't love everyone, then that's kind of not your problem. I try to be as understanding as I can, and I try to help people where I can, but, you know, sometimes I'm just pushed to the edge sometimes, and... I can't speak. I just get, you know, overwhelmed, and sometimes things just pile up. And I don't know. I guess my philosophy would be just to be as understanding and as kind as I possibly can, and to try and make the world a better place by, you know, brightening up people's lives one little life at a time. like where I can. Of course, you know, I kind of have to think about myself in some regard. I don't really like thinking about myself. I try not to be a selfish person, but you know, I catch myself being a selfish person, and I feel so bad whenever I think like that. I try to put other people ahead of me, because, you know, that's kind of how I would like to be treated. You know, to be prioritized every once in a while. Yeah, I guess that's my answer. Sorry, it's a bit all over the place. Who's your favorite artist? I don't know, I have a lot. My music range is very, very, very broad. Like, I love ABBA. I love them so much. I want to do a cover of one of their songs, but I can't sing. I think Cowgirl Clue is really nice. They're really good. But I also like Corpse. He's really good. I can tell he puts a lot of work into his music. And, you know, I've watched him grow over these years. It's honestly nice. I guess ABBA would be my favorite artist. Just, like, I love their vibe. And also, like, most of their songs I can relate to no matter what I'm going through. Just, I don't know, it's so weird. Just, you know. I don't know, I guess. Yeah, it definitely would be ABBA. Is your hair pink? No. But I want it to be pink. I want it to be pink so badly. But, like, here's the thing. My hair is so incredibly dark. And, like, my mom has kind of, like, drilled it into me that, like, oh, you know, like, your hair is dark. You will never be able to dye it. And I'm like, I have friends whose hair is literally pitch black. And, like, they, like, it's, like, half black, their natural color, and half yellow. It's, like, split down the middle. She looks so pretty like that. And, honestly, I think I would like that. But instead of split down the middle, it would be, like, not split vertically, but split horizontally, where, like, the top half of my hair is my natural color. And then, what's it called? The lower half of my hair would be pink. I've seen hairstyles like that. And I've literally drooled over them. They look so cool. Alright, all of these, questions are from, Ancom. Just so you know. Thank you, Ancom. These are such great questions. What is your favorite Sanrio character? Oh, as soon as I saw this question, I literally smiled so much. I think it's ironic that I give off that kind of vibe. Because, you know, I, like, try to not conform, you know? Because, you know, I show people what I like, and they're just like, oh, you know, you, like, fit the standard. You fit the standard of, like, pastel, like, alt-girl. I'm like, but I like it. and they're just like, you conformer. You fit into stereotypes. I'm like, listen, alt is a non-conforming thing of itself. Anyways, Sanrio, I don't know. I did have a point. The point is that my favorite Sanrio character has to be Melody. And I know that I'm going to get some people that are just like, oh, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. But she's so cute. I actually want to get matching tattoos of Melody and the little black one. And Kuromi, that's what her name is, Melody and Kuromi. Cause what's it called? Like, I've had this best friend ever since I was like in sixth grade, and we've stuck together for so long through literally everything. And we're probably gonna get matching tattoos of Melody and Kuromi. Or Kuromi. I'm not 100% sure how to pronounce her name. But yeah, I want to get a Melody one, and she's going to get a Kuromi one. It's going to look so cool. Probably going to get them on our wrists. I'm not sure. But, what's it called? She wants a sleeve tattoo. And I made her promise me that she won't get the Kuromi tattoo on the same arm that she gets the sleeve tattoo on. Because I can tell you right now that the vibe that she's going for that sleeve tattoo, it is not gonna match up with Kuromi, because she's like a 80s filter flash camera kind of like tiger and fern kind of person. I don't know, it makes sense in my head. I'm sorry if it doesn't make sense in your head. What books, songs, movies were you obsessed with growing up? I loved anything David Baldacci. I love anything David Baldacci. I mean, when I was like, I don't even remember what age I was, but I've only been on one cruise, and it was thanks to my aunt and uncle. They're just like, hey, you know, like we got these extra tickets. We can take you and your family on the cruise with us, and we can like stop at this little private island that, you know, you stay at for an afternoon. Literally my entire family was like out running on the beach and like just like going to like all these bars and stuff like that. I just sat in the shade in a hammock with a David Baldacci book, and I finished it in one afternoon. Which book was it? I swear, all of these books that I read just blend together. It's, I know it's not a good trait, but it's gotten to the point where it just all meshes together. And yes, I am ashamed to say it, but whatever. As far as songs go, my dad is a huge Iron Maiden fan, and he would like work in the garage a lot. And because he's an engineer, he was really good at math, and so I would just kind of like do homework out in the garage with him, like do my math homework out in the garage with him, like on the garage floor while he was at his desk. And like he would blare Iron Maiden music on the speakers while I was trying to do homework. And I was like, I don't remember, I was like 10 or 11. But like, I don't know, I've like through that whole experience, after years and years and years of having to do like having to learn multiplication and division while Iron Maiden was blaring. Just that has given me the opportunity to be able to both study and listen to music. Okay, I'm gonna try and rev up now to actually get to the meat and potatoes of this audio. Any movies I was obsessed with growing up? Any movie with Jim Carrey in it? Because my dad is a huge sucker for... I didn't even answer the songs one. I mean, I kind of liked Iron Maiden, but only because I was exposed to it so much. Like, the main reason why, like, I love ABBA so much is because, most of my most happiest memories was, like, in the car with my aunt or my cousin. And they were, like, blaring ABBA music, and we would scream the lyrics. I learned the lyrics from most of the songs at a very young age. And honestly, it was great. So, yeah. Every ABBA song I was obsessed with growing up. And also just, like, Y2K music mainly. I loved Y2K music, even though I had no idea what it was. Because I was young when all of that music was coming out. Like, really young. And I was just listening to it, and I was dancing to it, and I had no idea what it meant. But I liked it. And you see, what's it called? Like, I think that a lot of people should think like that. Or it's just, if it sounds good, you should like it. Doesn't really matter what genre. I mean, the lyrics kind of make sense, too. But, like, if you don't like the beat and the sound of the notes, then just, you don't have to like it. What's it called? Like, one of my friends, she's just like, oh, yeah, you know, this song, it's really good, it's really good. Everyone likes it. And she played it for me, and I'm like, are you kidding me? This sounds like nails on a chalkboard. What? And she's just like, oh, thank God, you don't like it either. I'm like, why do you lie to people saying that it's good? And she's just like, because other people like it. I'm like, yeah, but do you like it? And she's just like, not really. And I'm like, just admit to yourself that you like what you like and they like what they like. And those things should never cross paths without your consent. That should be about it. Jim Carrey movies were great. I watched Dumb and Dumber when I was like 10. And that was a wild experience. Okay. Jesus Christ. Okay. What is your favorite animal? Oh, jeez. I don't know. I have a lot of favorite animals. I mainly like, microscopic animals. Animals that you can't really see that well. Oh, Jesus. They're like these cute little, what's it called? Like little skeleton fish that look like they're pandas. They're so cute. I love them. I also like fennec foxes. They're nice. They're so cute. Alright, if you could go anywhere, where would you live? I don't know. I actually thought about this, because I'm not living here for much longer. There's practically no maternity leave. There's no such... You have to actually work for paid time off and paid vacation. When that's just, like, not the reality in other countries. Like, you're, like, immediately given it. And that's nice. Of course, you know, yes, not every country is perfect, but... whatever. But yeah, as soon as I get my, nursing degree, I'm out of here. I don't know, Venice sounds nice. It's incredibly expensive. No. You know what I... But here's the thing, like, I don't want to live anywhere. I want to buy an inexpensive apartment. And then do my job as a traveling nurse. That's what I want to do. I don't want to live anywhere. I want to live in multiple different places. all at once. Oh, Jesus. I heard that, that, like, China is really nice. But, like, Hong Kong, specifically. I don't know. Probably Venice. But, like, what's it called? Like, if I were able to tailor it to my exact needs, probably Venice. That sounds nice. Alright. Those are all the questions for ANCOM. Now going on to Doc Johansson. Hello. What's it like being a voice actress? It's actually really nice. Although I will admit, I feel like there's kind of a pressure on me to just put out audios to keep you guys entertained. Like, constantly. I mean, it is really nice. I get the nice messages and just, it's honestly nice because this being my normal voice is, you know, it's like cute and adorable and loving on, like, on here, but just in real life, I legitimately get bullied for having my voice like this. And it's gotten to the point where I just, like, I've, like, genuinely considered having vocal reconstruction surgery. Because I can't take it anymore. But, I mean, a couple people, and who aren't, like, my friends or my family, a couple people, like, heard my voice, and they're just like, you should do voice acting. And I'm like, where? And they're just like, here, there's this subreddit. And what's it called? You know, like, of course, and, like, I already knew about the subreddit because I, like, just already learned about it. But I'm just like, no, I want to stick to scripts. And they're just like, oh, you know, you already know about it? I'm like, yeah, I do scripts for that place. And they're just like, you should do, like, voice acting. I'm like, nah, absolutely not. People will probably think I'm faking my voice. And they're just like, please. Like, do you really think that? And I'm like, yeah, I genuinely do. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Sorry. But yeah, it is really nice. There's just, you know, the occasional stress of feeling like I have to constantly perform 24/7. But I mean, other than that, it's really good. I like having the interactions. I like to form bonds with my followers. You know, I like to make new friends, and this is a really nice way for me to make new friends. Do you like writing scripts or performing them more? No, definitely writing scripts, because then I actually, like, I know exactly, like, what this piece is and what it's supposed to be and how it's supposed to sound like. Of course, don't get me wrong, I am absolutely honored whenever people fill my scripts. But just, what's it called? Like, I like having that sense of control. Of, like, yeah, this is my script. I know the tone, I know the set, and I've been trying to, like, make it easier for voice actors and actresses to film my stuff. I kind of think I've done a good job. Of course, you know,
I'm sure in a couple months I'll be like, ew, this is disgusting, and then redo all of it, because that's just how I am. I like writing. I love writing so much. I love, like, that's my passion. That's what I wanted to be ever since I was little, a writer. But, I mean, you know, now I kind of realize that I can't really, make that much money off of being a writer, so I decided to be a nurse. Don't get me wrong, I love being a nurse, but, or would love to be a nurse, but just, you know, maybe being a writer can be my, side hustle. Just like, this is my side hustle at the moment. yeah, writing scripts would, I like a lot more. How do you manage to sound so adorably cute? Aww, thank you. Just, I don't know. Ah, gosh. Okay. I don't know. Ooh. I don't know. I don't really have a say, kind of, in what my voice sounds like. Sorry. It just, I don't know, I guess it runs in the family. Cause, my aunt sounds a lot like me. Almost identical in a way, but I mean, she's like a lot older than me, and her voice has matured somewhat, but you know, it still sounds like this, kind of. Sorry. All right, those are all the questions from Doc Johansson. Alright. Oh, hey, pigeons. I swear, I've been bonded with pigeons these past couple days. He's really cool. Alright. What is your favorite character type to play in your audios? I don't know. I kind of like doing all of them equally. It's really nice. A little bit more than Tom, I guess. I really did enjoy doing the, Milk Maiden audio. Probably gonna do another one, like a sequel. I'm not sure yet. What is my favorite type of candy? I don't know. gummy candy. I'm sorry. I've always kind of liked gummy candy. It's chewy. I like chewing on stuff. I'm a huge fan of your Monster Girl Manor script series. I remember you had some trouble with finishing that. And I'm curious if it would be possible in Halloween 2021. I'm not sure. I would like to try and finish it, but I've just been really bogged down these past couple weeks. And I already have a handful of plans for Halloween, even though it's barely even February. But I really do like Halloween, and I like doing stuff during that time. I'll try and finish it, and try and make a new one. What kind of human behavior makes you extremely furious? I don't know. I'm sorry. I guess starting to feel better now. I guess ignorance probably. Here, I'll try and move it over here. I guess, yeah, ignorance. As soon as he spoke up, I couldn't keep quiet.
said that he doesn't really matter whether men or women have power, except for in the bedroom. Technically, men should have all the power in the hair, and they should take whatever they want. I got so mad. I asked him why he thinks that. Because... And he said, well, women... All that women can do is just hold... Like, maybe pin a man down for a couple minutes, but other than that, he can't do much. If you know me in a way that not that many people do, you'll know that that is not the case. And the fact that me knowing and doing what I've been doing for a long time and hearing him say that, I wanted to laugh right in his face. Because that is just so incredibly stupid. Shouldn't be allowed to go into the same sports league that women go in. And he made the example that a trans woman with the body of LeBron James shouldn't be allowed to compete against other women. And I looked him right in the face. And I asked him, do you really think that a trans woman who would do anything to be in a woman's body would do that to herself? To have that physique? To look like that? When in reality they want the complete opposite? And he couldn't come up with an answer. Yeah. If you can't tell already, I don't like this guy. How would you describe yourself in one word? I don't know. Let me try and get more comfortable. Honestly, I think my username will go. Probably describe me best. Bubbly? People have always described me as bubbly. Even when I meet people for the first time, they're always like, you know, you are like a bubbly bunny. They always laugh.
yeah, I think bubbly would be a good word. Because I'm just, in general, a really happy person. And I'm just a bubbly person. Alright, do you have a favorite kind of voice? Not really. I think all voices are nice. I think it's kind of the person behind the voice that allures me the most. Like, I don't know. I guess if I were to give you a hard answer, just deep voices. Like, really, really deep voices, or at least, like, seductive tones. I guess that would be nice. Alright, let me try this again. So far? Not really. You all are so lovely. I haven't had that many negative interactions. And when I do, I kind of don't engage anymore. Like, you know, like, I haven't been on Reddit in a while, so I have yet to see exactly how many I have, but I opened it up and I said the last time I checked I had, like, 305? I don't know, I was watching that number pretty closely, and then after it hit 300, I just kind of said hooray and then tried to get everything started. but when I went to show my phone to my friend to show her my followers, she looked at me and she's just like, Bunny? I said, yeah? She's just like, that number says 375. And I don't think I've turned my phone around so fast to look at the number. You guys are all so crazy. Note to self. The next time I do this, I need lube. Good news. I broke my hymen. Kind of hurt. Like I felt something. There's blood. It's all
Don't worry, it's all on the blanket. It's fine. Because my sheets are like cream colored. And I mean, I could just tell my mom that I'm on my period, but yeah. Alright. Time to check on. But no, I haven't encountered any haters so far. You all have been so lovely. And I love every single one of you. Alright. Thank you guys so much for the questions. Alright, now it's time for the anonymous ones. I wish I had a desktop so I could at least sit in my chair and do this, but I have a laptop and I have to like spread out and I have everything on my bed. I swear I'm a bed hoarder. I keep everything on my bed. All my homework, all my papers. I was actually looking for my college transcripts the other day. Or my high school transcripts. To like turn in to my guidance counselor. They were in my bed. I looked for them for 3 days. They were in my bed the entire time. Underneath a pile of yarn. I'm not even kidding. Ugh. It's ridiculous. I have a problem. I know, but will I do anything to fix it? No. I mean, at least my dog doesn't sleep with me. Alright. Round two, I guess. The worst part is over. The hymen is broken, and I'm sure it's still gonna hurt. Alright, what is the weirdest thing you have ever used to masturbate? Here's the thing. I don't really masturbate. I just kind of sit there and suffer. But like, usually if I'm like, if I like, think of a specific person, and like, I get like, really excited, then I'll like, wait till it's, like, at night. And I'll, like, hold my pillows and hump them. And pretend it's them. But, yeah. I guess my pillows. Other than that, no. Alright. I have my water bottle with me. I can use the water as lube. Yeah. what is your most wicked fantasy? Growing old with my lover. And watching our children grow. And then we hold hands on our porch. And watch as wrinkles form on each of our faces, and we promise every day to each other that we will never leave each other. Because we are husband and wife, or wife and wife, or wife and spouse. This is really veiny. I just realized that now. Like, really veiny. I was so embarrassed to take this out. Because I've never had anything like this before. Like, even when I eventually did, I just kind of stared at it. And poked it a couple times. God, I'm hoping that this isn't my reaction to having an actual one in front of me. Here's to hoping that it's with my consent, of course. No, I'm just kidding. That's not my most wicked fantasy. Probably being brutally raped. That sounds nice. But, like, I already have a very detailed and intricate fantasy that I'm currently playing out. And it's very nice. But I'd rather keep that to myself. But yeah, probably home invasion. But also kind of like a twist of like psychological stuff, because you know me, I love my psychological stuff. Let's see. Like, okay, I'm gonna try and do this again while I describe my most wicked fantasy. Alright. Oh, gosh. At least this isn't real. The fact that I literally have to pull myself apart. There. All right. I'm just gonna leave it in for a couple minutes. Home invasion? Home invasion with psychological, kind of elements. Where, like, and also inbreg and breeding. Where, like, a stalker. I have a stalker and I don't really know about him until it's too late. And just to the point where they're kind of obsessed with me and want to get me pregnant so that I don't leave them. And they use that against me because they know that I'm a sucker for kids. Bonus points if the stalker's a DILF. Yeah, that's probably my most wicked fantasy. Just no choking, that's one of my limits. Alright. Oral sex. Are you swallowing or do you like feeling the warm cum on your face? Oh gosh. Swallowing all the way. I have such sensitive pores that the second that something that isn't like Dove soap or like my regular skincare routine or just like the natural oils in my face, if something hits my face that isn't one of those three things, I immediately break out. And I don't care if it's a fetish of yours, I'm not going to risk getting a freaking breakout. Just come down my throat. I don't understand why it's that such a big deal. Gosh. Ugh. I don't like it when just the thought of people looking at me while I did that, or someone looking at me while I did that to them. Just makes me uncomfy. I don't like it when, and like, yeah, like I don't like the mental image of someone looking down at me while I give them a blowjob. I don't like that. I'd rather you not look at me at all, or just not see at all, than, oh god, than look at me while I give you a blowjob. Alright, what would you order at your favorite restaurant? I don't know. I went to this really fancy, restaurant one time. They had steak and fries. Oh god, it was so good. I would love to go back there.
Oh. Any weird stories to tell? Give me a second. Maybe, I had to drive my, chemistry teacher to the hospital while he was passing a kidney stone. He's really old, but he acts like a high schooler. Remember, it was specifically in class. Specifically in class. You didn't seem too well, and we were all kind of like, you know, doctor, like, are you all right? And he's just like, he's just like, I'm fine, I'm fine. Just, and he's passing a kidney stone while he's teaching. He's like sitting in the back. He's like hunched over, but he's still teaching us. That man deserved a raise that day. Of course, what's it called? A friend and I had to carry him out to her car because we were the only two that were like in Hosa Club, and we're the only two that like knew how to give CPR and first aid. So we were kind of like tasked to drive him to the hospital. And like, what's it called? A lot of us were just like, please, just let's call an ambulance. But he's just like, for the love of God, don't call an ambulance. Those things are so incredibly expensive. Just have Bunny and another girl, who I won't name, just drive me. And they're all just like, are you sure we can just get a teacher? He's just like, no. because, what's it called? It was his first year teaching when I was a junior. And I was very friendly because, you know, it was a science class. I love science class. It was chemistry too, so I was really excited for it. I did very well in the class, by the way. I got an A. It was all thanks to him being such an amazing teacher and teaching me so much. Why is this so difficult? But he was a new teacher that year, and me and my other friend, we were the only two that were nice to him, and he seemed to be really attached to us. And he's one of my favorite teachers, and I guess that's why he chose us to sort of drive him to the hospital. That, and because ambulances usually don't get to us on time. We didn't really want to see our chemistry teacher in any more pain. So I was the one who drove, because my friend doesn't do well in high pressure situations. She's just like, just
take the keys and drive. And I'm like, okay, but you gotta tell me what to do because I've never driven to the specific hospital before. And she's just like, that's fine. So she was in the back with him and, you know, making sure that he wasn't going to pass out from, like, pain over exertion or something. But that was a very strange day. I had to go back to school, though. Which was kind of traumatizing, to say the least. Yeah. Alright. Are you going to do PTA? What's PTA? What is that? It's not paid time off. It's PTO. Can someone please tell me what PTA is? Alright. Are you vegan? Why/why not? I'm not really sure. Oh boy. I've had a lot of bad experiences with meat. One time I was served chicken and it was still bloody on the inside. One time I was given a steak and there was a thick blue vein on the top. That scarred me a lot. It was those two instances where I'm just like, screw it, I'm going vegan. But I stay because pork is good. Alright. What do you expect from your future partner? Should that person be more dominant or rather more submissive? I don't know. Dominant would be nice. Cause, you know, I'm a little baby. Or I would like to be babied every once in a while. Of course, you know, like, we switch. Cause, you know, like, I would like a switch partner. Because I'm also a switch. And I would like for you to, whoever you are out there, to, sort of mirror that sort of vibe. I just want to say that I'd pay for your nudes. Sue me. Well, sir, there's a flaw in that statement. Because either way, you said that you were paying for my nudes. Or, I could sue you. Either way, I'm getting your money. So, who's really losing here? Who's really the winner in this exchange? You tell me. I'm kidding. Sure, why not? DM me. Hey! Alright, next one. Hey, I'm new here. Audios, Reddits, all this stuff. But I found your work and oh my gosh, I love the work you put out. You're my favorite voice actress and I found on here. Thank you for being amazing. Aww. Thank you for leaving such a kind comment. You're the amazing one. See? Aww. It's stuff like that that always makes me still happy. Alright. I'm gonna try this one last time, I swear. And then I'm gonna practice. Yay. Alright. In the last AMA, you said that it would be nice for you to have sex in a church. Don't you think that would be blasphemy? If that's not blasphemy, what sexual act related act would be blasphemy for you? You know, the border you wouldn't cross. I mean, I can't really think of any Bible verses that say, hey, don't fornicate in the house of God. I mean, yes, it's a holy place, but... I shouldn't say but. I mean, the Bible also tells us to be fruitful and multiply. So technically, I'm not doing anything wrong by getting what I want in a church. I'm just fulfilling the Almighty's decree. Alright. I'm gonna try. What would be a sexual related act? That would be anything that... anything that doesn't involve consent or is needed. Consent is needed, but but it's never gotten. I guess that would be the border I wouldn't cross. Rape, adultery, whether it be me being the homewrecker or me wrecking my own home. I hate cheaters. Alright, you mentioned in your previous AMA that your most embarrassing kink was the sound of men crying. Do you think this is something you would actually enjoy with your future husband during sex? Or more so as an audio thing? Also, this may sound kind of weird, but would you be interested in an audio of me just crying? No ramble fab, just crying. I mean this in the most genuine way possible, but are you alright? Just, like, can you, like, cry on command, or is this something that you're bottling up and just planning on pouring out into a bottle if I say yes? And giving that bottle of bottled up tears to me. I don't know, talk to me. I would like to know who you are. Maybe we can talk about why you seem so prone to crying. Are you good? Do you need someone to talk to? Yeah, I guess that probably would be something that I would do with my future husband. But I think probably it would be more like emotion-based. You know, like he gets overwhelmed with emotion and he starts crying. I love an emotional man. But like, in a good way, not in the way where like I end up possibly getting hurt. Because usually I have to restrain my emotions, so why should he be allowed to restrain his emotions? Anyways, pubic hair. Do you mind if your partner of any gender has it, or does it depend on gender? Are you shaving yourself or letting them grow? I don't really like this topic, but I'll answer. No, I don't really mind. It's a natural thing.
But, I mean, if they want to shave it, I don't really mind either. Just do whatever you want with your body. It's your body, not mine. I'm here to appreciate you. And appreciate you, I will do. I don't really want to answer the question about me shaving myself because, again, this is a topic that I'd rather, that I'm uncomfortable with talking about, and it's kind of crossing a border that I kind of already don't want to cross by just answering the first half of the question. Alright, would you like to try wax play one day? It does sound interesting. Maybe. But I'm not really one for pain. So maybe I'd probably be the one doing it to my partner. That sounds good. Wax play? How would that work? You just hold a dripping candle over them? Watch? I'm not 100% sure. Maybe it has some undertones in it. Maybe. Alright, sorry. I'm getting sleepy. What do you think about a pregnant women fetish? Would you like to have sex while pregnant, or is it completely out of the question? Would you like to have sex with a pregnant woman? It's hot. I dig it. I dig a lot of stuff. I just might appreciate that women are able to do that with their bodies. Of course, I'll probably never experience it myself, but I mean, it's I would like kids, but I'm not sure. In the meantime, I would like to appreciate all pregnant women around the world for having to keep up with all of that. I guess, yeah, having sex while I'm pregnant wouldn't be out of the question. Just, you know, as long as my partner values me and holds, you know, like, our babies, like, safety to a higher standard, then everything should be fine. Alright. Water sports. Would you do it if that would be vanilla stuff, as in not drinking? No. I don't like anything waste product of the human body. Sorry. I'm not really into that kind of stuff. Alright, you are a really talented writer. Have you ever thought about writing erotic stories? I think you could be really good at it. Oh, thank you. Oh, and would you consider making scripts from request ideas? That actually sounds like a good idea. Because, okay, I originally was probably going to be, like opening up commissions for probably the month of March. I'm not sure, probably not, but yeah, I'd love to do script commissions. That sounds great. DM me. We can work something out. Alright. Have you ever been turned on by a smell? Yes, I have. It's a crazy story.
So, a little while ago, this was like years ago, I was at a party with a couple of my friends, and I had a box of my famous cookies. And I decided to bring them to the party. So we get there, and me being the wall moth that I am, I just kind of held the cookies to me and just kind of watched everyone mingle and dance and party.
Hello, friends. A little bit of a fun fact, I passed out during my AMA. I went to, see how much of it I was sleeping for, and the entire thing was about 2 hours, so, and I was sleeping for a good portion of it. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm just getting everything set up right now, and I'll try and answer as many questions as I can. I did take a little bit of time off to prepare. And by preparing, I mean I bought some lube. It is a brand that a friend of mine suggested when she first lost her virginity to her boyfriend. Which, oh my gosh. Those two are a very wacky couple, to say the least. Well, wacky isn't really a good word. Dysfunctional, I guess. Because he's like L-bomb in with her. And my meal's so long. And you also need a blanket. But he's like straight up in love with her. And she's just like, "You're cool. Guess I'll lose my virginity to you." And she was talking about it to me and another one of my friends. And, we were both just like, oh, the one friend is a lot more, hesitant about sex than I am. Because, I mean, here's the thing. Me and my friend that she was talking to, we both kind of want to, like, wait till marriage to have sex. But I'm leaning more towards, like, I want to have at least a handful of practice runs. Because if I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with you, and I will, divorce is not an option, you're going to stay with me whether you like it or not. Like, I have to know if we're sexually compatible. I just do. And I'm not going to be waiting till, like, the honeymoon in order to figure that out. Because if we're not sexually compatible, then I'm literally going to be unhappy for the rest of my life. And I can't, you know, just be like, "Oh, you know, you can use toys and stuff like that." And like, no, you're my spouse. I'm not going to not have sex with you. I love you. But, I mean, yeah, and she's the kind of person to be like, "Yeah, I'm like waiting straight up till marriage." I'm like, okay. Let's see. I need to get a blanket, but I'm gonna answer a couple questions first. Alright. "Hey, Bunny, you'll probably recognize who I am, but I just wanted to say thank you for reassuring me when I needed you the most." Aww, I didn't recognize you. Hey there! I hope you and your girlfriend are doing well. You two are so cute together. Are you two boyfriend and girlfriend? I mean, you are, but you never really said anything about her being, like, your actual girlfriend. Or maybe you did, and I'm just stupid. I'm so sorry. thank you for reassuring me and when I needed it the most and being such a kind and open person. Everyone should have a friend like you. Aww. It's so crazy because I was literally talking with one of my friends today and she's just like, now, okay, this is literally her words, not mine. I try to be as humble as I can when it comes to, like, my traits as a person, because a lot of people are always just like, oh my, like, okay, one of my most standoutest traits is that I'm a very forgiving person. Like, and I don't know if that's because of my trauma or just because, I don't know. That's the thing, I don't know. But I tend to forgive people a lot more than I should. In some cases, I really, like, I think back on those cases and I really think you were a really awful person to me. I don't know why I forgave you. But, and even friends have told me, they're just like, yeah, I don't get it. They're just like, if I were you and if I was going through all the stuff that you were doing, I would just be like, screw everyone and everything. I'm just staying by myself. Because I have been betrayed and heartbroken and stabbed in the back so many times. And, well, I mean, obviously I'm going to, like, know my limits, but I feel like those limits are a lot longer than most people's. Like, it will take me a long time to figure out that someone's actually a bad person, because I think everyone is a good person right outside the gate. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not. But, okay, anyways. I also have a question, but don't feel obliged to answer it if you don't want to. When were you at your absolute lowest, and how did you pull yourself out of it? The idea of a sad bunny is a tragedy to rival Hamlet and Shakespeare. I'm not sure. I know this is gonna sound really bad, I guess, for lack of better words, but I've had a lot of low points. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm literally yawning throughout this entire thing. I'm so tired all the time. I guess it was the first time that I broke up with this guy. The boyfriend that led me here. No, it was probably the second time. Because that really did break me, because it was then that I realized that he doesn't care about me and he's never coming back. It's always me that has to initiate everything. And I hate that. Well, I don't really hate it, because, I mean, I'm sort of like a very go-get-em kind of person. So, like, usually if I'm the one to text you first, that's just kind of the way that I am. You know, like, usually if I want something, I get it. And if I want to talk to you, I'll talk to you. Like, I won't wait for you to respond. I'll be like, hey, what's going on? Then, you know, usually conversation is, natural from there on out. But, yeah, with him, it was always that. And the reason why that bothered me so much was because he was my boyfriend. He never really wanted to hang out with me. Or talk to me, or call me, or see my face that much. And that really did mess me up. Alright.
When did you discover your sexual preferences?
I don't know.
Here's the thing, I would say it was really, here's the thing. I can't really give you a solid answer because my sexual preferences are very fluid. They change a lot, like all the time. But, excuse me, probably one of my oldest kinks is DDLG. I've been into DDLG a long time. I guess I was into it when I was 13, 14? I don't know. Not 100% sure, but I know it was a really long time. But, you know, of course I never acted on it because I was underage and I just kind of would, like, look at the stuff on the internet, and I know, ooh, minors interacting with NSFW stuff on the internet, but it happens. Come on, shut up. Or, no, don't shut up, that's mean. but, yeah. I guess early teenage years. I guess I would be around the same time that everyone else. Figured out theirs. Yeah. Alright. Will you ever show your face? What has to happen to make it possible? I will never show my face on one condition. You can get me to 5 million followers on Twitter. it would be nice to have a lot of followers on Twitter, but I don't really count that kind of stuff. It would be nice to It would be nice to have something like that to show off, but maybe. I mean, cause usually I only trust, like, my really close friends on here with my face. Those are really the only people. That, and if I like you. If I like you, I will let you see my face. To sort of be like, do I like this chick or not? Of course, you know, I'll ask you. Or I'll wait for you to ask me. Because, you know, like I said, I'm a very go-getter person. But that's one of the things where I have to be asked. Because I feel like if you just be like, or if I just be like, if I just straight up like, hey, do you want to see a picture of my face? I feel like that's too much. Yeah. Alright. Alright. I'm gonna try and do the rest of this while doing the actual stuff. Have you ever been turned on by a smell? Oh, this is the one that I fell asleep on. Alright. Yes, I have been turned on by smells. Because I associate them with a specific kind of person. I'm a very smell-orientated person. I have a very, 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 very good nose. So if you're ever cheating on me and I smell another person's cologne or perfume, I will know about it. I'm kidding. Unless. No. But
Yes, I have been turned on by a smell, and I shall tell you a story of when I was really, really, really turned on by a specific guy's smell. And he was my crush for about 6 months after that. But then I realized I'd never see him again. Okay. Yeah, let's just put this over here. So, my friend and I were going to this party. I know, ooh, party. But here's the thing, I just, like, my friend is just like, oh, you know, you make, like, your favorite cookies, and, you know, like, everyone literally loves them, and it's like a secret recipe, so, don't be too loud when I open you. Yeah, she wanted me to make my cookies for this party that she's going to. And, oh wow, it's really gooey. and she's just like, you can just bring in all the cookies with me, say hi to a couple of people that I know will be there, that you know, and then you can leave. I'm like, okay. So I'm walking through the house, and this one guy that I have never seen before walks up to me, and I just kind of like stare up at him, and he's just like, hey, you're the one that makes the cookies, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he's just like, well, they're literally so cool. They're so good. How do you make them? I'm like, well, you know, it's a secret recipe, and my grandma would kill me if I were to ever give it out. And he's just like, no, I totally understand. And we talked for a little bit. He was really nice. And, like, by the time he was talking to me, okay, I'm gonna get ready here. I have a blanket under me again. Talking for a little bit, but before he came up to me, he had already put out the cookies, and now I just had the little empty Tupperware box, and I was like holding it to my chest while I was looking up at him, and and I kind of like, and I didn't know his name, I didn't know anything about him, and I mumbled, I'm like, what's your name? And he's just like, what? And he leans down. Okay, this is all before the pandemic, mind you, so don't worry, this is all safe. Put his ear like right by my face, and I was like eye level with his neck, and I'll never forget. He smelled so good, and he had on a pearl necklace. I asked him what his name is, and asked me what my name was, and I told him. And he said, it's very nice to meet you. And then my friend called me over, and then I had to leave. And then I never saw him again. Ow. Is that image of having his neck down by my face and his mouth by my ear then turned me on so much? Oh my gosh. But yeah, that was that was really nice. I thought about him for months. And then it finally got to me that I'll never see him again. And scripts. Is the thought of perverts masturbating to this turning you on? Yeah, pretty much. You pretty much got it on the ball. I like it. I like the thought of people masturbating to me. Makes me feel powerful in a way. Because I'm not a very powerful person in real life. And knowing that I am someone's source of pleasure, just, it both makes me happy and feel like I have not really purpose, but like, I don't know, I feel like I'm doing good while I'm also doing this, because, you know, the pandemic and stuff like that, there are a lot of sexually frustrated people right now. You can't really go out and get laid, and I totally understand that. So sometimes people turn to me, and I think it's an honor. I think it is very nice that people like me enough to, or like my voice enough to want to do something like that. But yeah, I get very turned on at the thought of people masturbating to me. I guess it's one of my kinks. That's the thing I... Ow. I didn't even know it was one of my kinks. Until I actually thought about it and I got really turned on. Alright. I think that's all the questions. There's one last question that Pigeon asked me. He sort of, not really a question, but he sort of like reserved it for me. It's just like, here's a question that, you can feel free to ask yourself. I guess that question would be, do I deserve everything that's happening to me? Do I deserve all of the, heartbreak and abuse and just... feeling like I'm not enough half the time. Am I really that bad of deserve this. Do I deserve to be treated like this? That's kind of like an open-ended question. I don't really know the answer to it. I can't really, you know, be the one to answer that question, because I feel like my answer would be kind of biased. But yeah, do I deserve not really ever winning in most scenarios in my life? Kind of all what seems to happen, I guess. I tend to lose a lot. Maybe that's just bad luck. And things will maybe get better for me. I really do hope they do. Submitting your questions. We're almost to 400, and to celebrate 400, I'm gonna be opening up a Curious Cat, so that now you don't have to wait for every 100 followers to have me answer your questions. Yeah. I'll see y'all later. Bye.